예수님께서 최고 칭찬한 사람이 이 사람입니다.
And this is the man whom Jesus commended the most.
그렇다면 어떤 믿음인지 봐야 되겠죠.
Then if that's the case, we must look into what kind of faith he had.
쉽게 말하면 예수님을 감동시킨 믿음이었어요.
Simply put, it was the kind of faith that really inspired Jesus and moved him.
예수님께서 얼마나 감동했는가 하니까 야, 네 믿음이 참 대단하구나 이런 정도가 아니잖아요.
And to what extent was Jesus moved? It wasn't just at the simple level of Jesus saying, how tremendous or great is your faith.
이스라엘에서 이만한 믿음을 본 적이 없다 그랬어요.
He said, truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith.
지금 칭찬을 한 거예요.
He received the greatest compliment from Jesus.
우리가 칭찬받는 것도 중요하지만 무엇 때문에 칭찬받는 게 중요한 거 아닙니까? 이 백부장을 보고요. 지금까지 내 이스라엘 이런 믿음을 본 적이 없다 그랬어요.
And it's important that we receive compliments, but more important than that is the reason why we receive that compliment. Jesus looks at the centurion and says, I have not seen anyone with this kind of faith in all of Israel until now. And how did this come to be then?
여러분 아시다시피 하인이 병들어 중풍병으로 고통당해야 된단 말이에요.
We see here that the servant of the centurion is sick and he's lying paralyzed at home.
예수님이 그걸 딱 이제 그 지나가는 계시는 걸 알고 왕의 백부장이
And when the centurion found out that Jesus had entered Capernaum, he came to him.
그래서 아마 우리가 이 글로 가지고 모르는 게 있잖아요. 글을 있을 때는 모습이 안 보이잖아요.
And at times, the limit of written language is that we cannot see the appearance or the image.
카톡이 오해가 많다는 거 아닙니까? 얼굴이 안 보여 찍어놓은 게 잘못하면 오해를 할 수 있게.
And that's why when we send text messages to other people, there is a possibility of it being misunderstood.
이 백부장이 예수님에게 편지를 보낸 게 아니고 찾아왔다니까요.
We see that the centurion didn't send a letter to Jesus. He came and sought him out in person.
이걸 예수님이 보신 거예요.
And this is what Jesus saw.
백부장의 모습을 봤겠죠.
He saw the appearance of the centurion. And the centurion appealed to him saying that my servant is sick. Please come and heal him.
예수님이 그래. 내가 가서 고쳐주겠다.
And Jesus sees that and says, I will come and heal him.
그때 한 얘기입니다.
And this is what the centurion says at that time.
말씀만 하옵소서라고 했어요.
He says, just speak the word.
내가 감히 예수님을 감당할 그를, 그런 내가 위치가 아니다. 말씀만 해라.
He says, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Just only say the word.
그러면서 이 말까지 했어요.
And then he even says this.
나도 부하 100명이 있습니다.
For I'm a... I too am a man under authority with 100 soldiers under me, and if I speak the word, that's what happens. I tell my subordinates, go and come, and they do so. So just speak the word to me, he says. And with these words, Jesus is moved. He says, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. And he says, your servant will be healed.
그시로 즉시 하인이 나으니라.
And what does the Bible record? And the servant was healed at that very moment.
여기 지금요. 그시로라는 게 되죠.
It says here, at that very moment.
그게 오늘 중요한 그 11절에 기록이 되어 있는 부분이죠.
And that is what is recorded in verse 11.
이게 중요합니다.
This is very important.
백부장의 모습도 중요하지만은 이게 중요합니다.
And so the appearance of the centurion is important, but this too is also very important.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
말씀이 뭔가 알아야 돼요.
We need to know what the word is.
말씀이 뭔가 알았고 이 사람이 예수 그리스도 누군지 알은 거예요.
He knew what the word was and he knew who Jesus Christ was. That's what's important.
말씀이 뭔가를 알고 예수 그리스도가 뭔지 알고 구원받은 내가 누군지 안다면요. 이거는 굉장한 거예요.
If you know the word and if you know who Jesus Christ is and if you know who you are as the saved, then this itself is a tremendous thing.
창세기 1장 3절에요. 하나님이 말씀으로 빛을 비추셨다.
In Genesis 1:3, it records that the light was shown through the word.
요한복음 1장 1절에는 말씀이 태초에 말씀이 계시는 말씀 곧 하나님이시니라.
And in John 1:1 it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
말씀이 육신을 입어 있다고 하셨다.
And in John 1:14 it records, And the Word became flesh. And it's speaking about Christ.
히브리서 4장 12절입니다.
And it says this in Hebrews 4:12.
말씀은 뭐냐? 살아있는 말씀이라.
The Word of God is a living Word.
운동력 있는 말씀이라.
And that it is active.
우리의 영과 혼을 쪼개고 치료하는 말씀이라.
That it pierces even our bones and marrows and brings healing.
우리 몸이잖아. 이것도 치료하는 말씀이라.
It says it pierces the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow.
암도 포함되지. 이 하나님의 말씀이 이걸 치료하는 것이라.
And so we see that that can even heal the deepest of our bodies. In other words, even the cancer that's inside. It's a tremendous message given to us.
여러분이 말씀을 듣고 전하고 믿는 시간에 어떤 일이 벌어지는 줄 압니까?
Do you know what happens when you preach the word, when you hear the word, and when you believe in the word?
지금 말이에요.
In other words, this time right now.
있는 걸 알면 사실은 많은 게 달라집니다.
If you know what happens when you hold on to the word of God, then in fact many things will begin to change for you.
많은 예가 있습니다만 기도 응답을 제일 많이 받은 다윗을 놓고 한번 보세요.
There may be many examples, but let's look at David who received the most answers to prayer.
지금
right now.
하나님의 말씀을 이루는 너희 천사여 여호와를 송축해라.
He says, all of you angels who do his bidding, praise the Lord.
그러니까 뭐 사람 두려울 것도 없죠. 이걸 알고 있는 다윗이요.
And there's no need for him to fear people. Why? Because David knew this mystery. He says right now.
말씀하냐, 붙잡는 순간의 역사.
The moment that you hold on to the accurate word of God, that's when the works begin.
21절 뭐라고 돼 있습니다.
And what does it say in Psalm 103:21? It goes a little bit more beyond what he said in verse 20.
말씀 속에서 오늘 뭘 붙잡아야 됩니까?
What must we hold on to inside of the word of God?
하나님의 뜻.
The will of the Lord.
하나님의 뜻을 붙잡을 때는 그냥이 아니고 천군이여 그랬습니다.
And when he speaks about the will of God, he doesn't just call them angels. He says his hosts.
여기는 너희 천사여 그랬죠.
And in verse 20, he refers to them as you angels of the of God. And in verse 21, he says all his hosts.
뜻을 딱 말씀 속에서 붙잡을 때는 군대가 동원돼요.
In other words, when we hold on to the will of God inside of God's word, that's when the heavenly armies are mobilized.
그래서 기도를 제대로 해야 되는 겁니다. 제대로 말씀 붙잡아야 됩니다.
That's why we need to pray properly, and that's why we need to accurately hold on to the word of God.
22절을 말해요.
And what does it say in Psalm 103:22?
하나님이 임재하는 곳.
In all places of his dominion.
예배와 기도지요.
In other words, it's a place of prayer and worship.
하나님이 임재하는 곳에 있는 너희요. 그랬어요.
And all of you in all places of his dominion.
천군 천사요. 그 말이에요.
What does this mean? It's all of you angels, all of you hosts,
지금,
right now.
이게 중요합니다.
This is important.
저는 이걸 확실히 믿습니다.
I have clear conviction and faith in this.
시간에, 여러분이 예배하는 시간에,
in your time of prayer,
정확하게 붙잡는 시간에,
in your time of worship, when you hold on to the accurate word of God, these are the works that arise.
이거 아니고는 하나님 응답 심부름할 사탄이 심부름합니까? 물론 사탄도 하나님 손에 있지만 보세요 이게.
And who are the ones running the errands of God, doing his bidding? Is it Satan? It's the angels, it's the hosts, the heavenly armies.
지금 이 어마어마한 말을 지금 이게 백부장이 하는 거예요.
And we see that these amazing words are spoken by the centurion. He says, just speak the word.
그 예수님 깜짝 놀래고, 이야, 나 이스라엘에서 네 말을 믿음 본 적이 없다.
And we see that Jesus is so taken aback and astonished. He says, I have not seen anyone in all of Israel with this faith.
예배드릴 필요도 없어요. 뭘 예배드립니까?
But if you don't know this, there's no reason for you to give your worship. Why do you give worship if you don't know this?
기도할 필요도 없어. 뭘로 기도합니까?
Without this understanding, why is there any need for us to pray? What will you pray for?
기도할 때 일이 벌어진다.
But if you really hold on to the word of God and pray, these are the works that arise.
아까 아프가처럼요. 그리스도가 나의 주인이 될 때.
As I said earlier, when Christ becomes my Lord and Master.
내가 주인이야. 그래서 그래. 창세기 3장 걸리시면 안 되잖아요.
These works do not arise because for the most part we are our own masters. We cannot be stuck inside of Genesis 3. We must always think about this.
내가 주인이 돼서는 안 돼요.
I cannot become my own master.
만왕의 왕이신 그리스도, 만왕의 왕이신 하나님이 수의 성령이 나의 주인이 되면 문제 없다 이거예요.
Jesus who is a King of Kings, God who is a King of Kings, when the Holy Spirit becomes my master, there's nothing for me to worry about.
그 말씀을 붙잡았어요.
When we hold on to that word.
그렇죠. 그 말씀 붙잡는 순간마다 역사.
Every single moment we hold on to that word is when these works will arise.
도대체 어떤 말씀입니까?
Then what kind of word is it?
첫째입니다.
First.
나타나실 그리스도. 그분이 지금 여기 왔잖아요.
And Christ was manifested, Christ was revealed. He came here to this place.
그분 앞에 온 거예요.
And we see that the centurion came before this Christ. He stood before him and said, just say the word.
나타나실 그리스도의 성취 현장이에요.
This is the field of fulfillment of Christ who would be revealed.
여기 와서 말을 한 겁니다.
And the centurion came and appealed to him in this place. It's the same for all of us.
저는 100% 정도가 아니고요. 300% 확신합니다. 그렇습니다.
And I have assurance of this, not 100%, but perhaps I can even say 300%. It's an absolute fact. The seven remnants held on to this covenant. And that's why they were able to triumph without even going. Look at all the people who were able to overcome the world in Hebrews 11:38. If we just hold on to the covenant of the gospel correctly, the works will naturally arise. But people who still have the nature of an unbeliever, they think that they have to come to church and use their own wiles and cunning. That is not the case at all. And that's why the small minority of people who held on to this were able to block the age of the seven disasters.
지금 내가 설명한 이걸 백부장이 다 알고 와서 말씀만 하옵소서라고 했겠습니까?
Do you think that the centurion understood everything in full of what I'm explaining to you right now and he stood before Jesus and said, just speak the word?
뭣도 모르고 와서 그냥 말씀만 하옵소서. 워낙 그리스도니까 뭐 이렇게 한 겁니까?
Or do you think he just had a very superficial understanding of this and just came before him and said, well, you're the Christ, so just speak the word? Or was it just a sign of reverence that he said, just speak the word? Because he had heard so many rumors of this man healing the sick. We can't know for sure. But what is the one sure fact? This blessing is sure.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
그 축복 속에 알든 모르든 있는 겁니다.
Whether he knew it or not, he was within that blessing.
모르고 있는 걸 보고 은혜라고 합니다.
And if you were in that blessing without knowing, that's what we call grace.
모르는데,
he might not have known, but he was still in the midst of that blessing.
그게 사명입니다.
And later, when you realize and you're in the midst of that blessing, that's what you call commission.
여러분 교회에서 있는 그게요. 알고 앉았습니까? 모르고 앉았지. 그게 은혜예요.
You sitting here in this place or in all of your respective churches, are you there because you know this fully? No, it's just the grace of God.
아니, 여러분 교회가 말이야, 뭐 세계 복음할 것이다. 이걸 미리 다 파악해 가서 나는 이게 단이 이래진 안 했을 겁니다.
I don't think that you are able to assess or analyze that. Oh, my church will do world evangelization, and that's why you make the choice to come and be here.
그 자리에 앉아 있어요.
And yet, even still, here you are.
이 백부장이요.
That's the same case for the centurion.
사람이 어떤 믿음과도 얘기인지 난 모릅니다.
And honestly, I don't know with what kind of faith he spoke these words.
중요한 건 예수님이 감동받았다는 거예요. 이야, 이렇게.
But the important fact is that Jesus was moved by his faith.
그런데 이런 배경이 있다.
And there's this kind of background that exists.
말씀으로 하나님은요 천지를 창조해.
God created the heavens and the earth by the word. The word is God. And the word came in flesh as a Christ. And this word is living and active.
언제 말입니까?
Then when?
이 예언의 말씀이 성취 현장인데.
This is a field of the fulfillment of the words of prophecy.
성육신 해가지고요. 이 지금 여기 지금 말씀이 성취되고 있는 시간이에요.
But this word came in flesh, incarnate, and this is a field where we see the fulfillment of that word.
같은 얘기지만 여기는 뭡니까? 오지도 않는데 그림자를 보고도 벌써 역사가 나와요.
It seems like the same thing, but in the former number one, it's a field where they just look at the foreshadowing and that was fulfilled. Just with the news of Jesus, the works arose.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that the case?
창세기 3장이나 12장의 주역인 사단은 그리스도의 그림만 보고도 무너지는 겁니다.
Because the main culprit behind Genesis 3, 6, and 11, even with just a foreshadowing of Jesus, he has no choice but to crumble down. But we see that Jesus came in the form of man incarnate to this earth. And then he says, what does Jesus say? After, when he comes, what does he say? He just says one thing.
내가 원하는 자들을 부르셨다.
Mark 3:13-15 says he called to him those he wanted.
너희와 함께 있기 위해 불렀다.
To be with you.
전도하기 위해 불렀다.
To send you out to preach.
귀신 내주는 권세 주기 위해 불렀다.
And to give you power to drive out demons, he says.
이분이 산에서 산상 본 설명을 했잖아요.
And he gave the Sermon on the Mount. He spoke about the Beatitudes.
그 뒤에 나타난 인물이에요.
And it's a centurion that arrived on the scene after all of this happened.
이분이 중요한 기도가 뭔지를 설명한 겁니다.
And he explained the important prayer.
뭔지 설명한 겁니다.
He explained what genuine blessings are.
그리고 아까 얘기했던 각종 사람이 고쳐주는 불치병에 근원을 치유한 분이에요.
And as I said in first service, he was the one who solved the source, the cause of all terminal and incurable diseases. And it is here in this field and that the centurion says, just speak the word.
자동적으로 남는 게 뭡니까?
Then naturally and automatically what is left?
이 그리스도는 성경에 약속돼 있잖아요.
This Christ is prophesied and promised in the Bible.
세계 살릴 그리스도.
He is a Christ who will save the world.
이 지금 현장에 온 거예요.
And the centurion is here in this field.
감히 백부장이요. 그 현장에 지금 온 겁니다.
How can it be that so boldly that centurion is here in this field?
굉장한 일이 벌어집니다.
And we see that amazing works unfold going forward.
이 사람이 어느 부대에 무슨 백부장인지는 몰라요.
And we don't know what unit he leads as a centurion.
문제, 쉽게 말하면 군인이란 말이 사람이.
Simply put, he's a soldier, a military officer.
이 사람이 지금 그리스도에 대한 언약을 계속 듣고 있는 사람입니다.
But he was a person who continued to hear the covenant about Christ.
백부장이라는 것은 쉽게 말하면 지금 군 공무원이잖아요.
And so the centurion, he is a military public official. This soldier came before Jesus and said,
그리스도는 세계를 살릴 것인데 이 사람은 유대 나라와 로마 다 관계 있는 사람이에요.
And he spoke these words before Jesus. We see that Christ is the one who will save the world, but he is affiliated with Judah as well as with Rome.
3번 더 중요해요.
And number 1 is important, but number 1 and 2 are important, but number 3 is even more important.
그리스도가 누구냐는 이제 더 이상 알 필요 없고요. 여러분이 누구냐는 겁니다.
And so we no longer need to understand, we no longer need to delve into who Christ is. Now we need to know who we are.
예수님, 백부장, 이스라엘에서 내 같은 믿음 본 적이 없다.
And we see that Jesus commends the centurion saying, I have not seen anyone with this kind of faith in all of Israel.
그래서 가르침 중요하다 말할 필요도 없는데 너가 누구냐 이 말이요.
So there's no need for us to speak two words about who Christ is and how important this is. What's important now is who we are.
별로 없어요.
There are not that many people that Jesus spoke of this highly in the Bible.
믿음도 될지어다. 뭐 이 정도 이렇게 하셨고 또 뭐 어려운 사람 고쳐줘 이 정도 하셨지요.
He went to the extent where people of good faith, he would say, it will happen according to your faith. Or he went to those who needed healing to heal them.
그 옥합 깨뜨린 자 칭찬하잖아요.
He also commends a woman who actually breaks the perfume bottle, the jar.
예수님 엄청 칭찬하신 겁니다.
And we see that with this one confession, Jesus commends the centurion so highly.
말씀 붙잡는 결론입니다.
So it is the conclusion of holding on to the word.
진짜 이건 해보시라니까요.
So you need to do this.
예배 시간 어떤 난지를 아시죠 이미.
You already know the works that arise at the time in the time of worship.
지난주에도 얘기했습니다. 여러분이 이 말씀을 쭉 들으면서 다 외운다 불가능합니다.
I said this last week as well. 그렇죠. It is nearly impossible for you to memorize the full content of the sermon as you listen to it.
그 뭐 기록해 놓고 나도 한번 볼 수 있지. 그걸 늘 본다. 불가능해요.
And you can record the message and you can take a look at it occasionally, but to look through it all the time, it's nearly impossible.
굳이 불가능한 일은 아니지만은 꼭 그렇게 해야 될 이유도 사실은 없어요. 지나면 우리가 뭐 다 들고 다닙니까?
In some cases, perhaps it's not impossible, but is there really a need for us to do that all the time?
이 사실을 알고 여러분이 이 말씀에 굉장히 중요한 핵심이 내게 메모되어야 돼요.
You need to look at this full content and take hold of the core, essential part of the word and have that memoed inside of you. Three things.
글로 메모돼요.
In writing.
그래서 여러분들이 예배 참석에서 쓰는 겁니다.
So jot it down in writing. So that's why many times when we listen to the message, we write things down.
하나님의 말씀이 내게 메모돼 글로 메모돼.
And we need to have in writing the essential part of God's word that is enough to move my entire life. And even with this, it's enough.
기준은 뭡니까?
What is a standard?
내 마음과 생각 속에요. 영혼 속에 딱 메모가 되는 거예요.
It's for this to be instilled in your thoughts, in your heart, and upon your soul.
보좌의 축복이 역사하기 시작합니다.
And it is from that moment that the word, the blessing of the throne begins to be at work. Why? Because this is instilled inside of your soul. It is in connection with the eternal things. I'm experiencing this all the time. Even when you give the sermon, there are things that I need to put as a memo in my heart.
교회에서도 여러 강공안 나옵니까? 그게요 한 단어로 내 머릿속에 메모가 돼야 돼요.
And there are a lot of announcements that come out at church.
정답이고요.
And that needs to be recorded in my thoughts and my heart as a prayer. That's a prayer.
이걸 지금 안 하고 있거든요.
But we're not doing this.
그러니까 이런 것들이 메모된 상태에서 이 백부장이 쫓아온 거요.
And we see that the centurion came before 그렇죠? Jesus with this full content memoed and instilled. In him.
내가 너희 집에 강했더니 할 때는 정상적인 사람 같으면 너무 영광입니다. 막 식사도 하시고 그러고 막 갑시다. 백부장인데 그건 잘해 많이 해봤잖아요. 그렇게 말 안 했다니까요.
And that's why when Jesus says, "I will come and heal him," any ordinary person would have said, "What an honor for me to have you at my home. I will treat you to a meal." He's a centurion. He probably hosted many dinner parties like that, but he doesn't say that. He simply says, "Just say the word."
대단하죠.
How amazing is that? You must hold on to that.
그리고 이 글로 메모를 딱 된 거는 잊어버려도 괜찮아. 왜냐? 마음과 생각, 영혼 속에 딱 메모됐다.
And if you have this memo in writing, even if you lose it, it's all right. Why? Because it's inscribed, instilled upon your thoughts, your heart, as well as your soul. What's even more important?
딱 됐을 때, 미래가 딱 보입니다.
When this happens, you will be able to see the future.
그까지의 메모입니다.
And that memo, that record needs to take you to this point.
은학자분 미래하고 우리 신봉준 목사님 미래하고 통하게 되겠죠.
And if that happens, then the covenantal future that I'm holding on to and the covenantal future that Reverend 신봉준 is holding on to will connect. And that's what it means to be one inside of the Spirit.
그렇죠.
Isn't that so?
나는 그 렘드 운동을 우리 앞에 사람들이 잘했어요. 왜냐하면 내가 쭉 보니까 열매들이 많아요.
And the ministers who came before this generation right now, they really carry out the remnant ministry very well. We have a lot of fruits.
이 말씀 심부름을 잘했다라고 봐요.
And I think that the teams that preceded this current group right now, they really ran the errand to preach the word very well.
진짜 좋은 remnant들이 많아.
And so if you look at all the different regions of the world, there are so many good remnants.
저거는 말씀을 붙잡지 않고는 안 되는 일이다 하는 것들이 보인다 봐요.
Why? Because now I'm able to see those things would not be possible if they did not hold on to the word properly. Especially the people who are overseas.
우리가 왜 내가 죽고 문제가 오는데 말씀 붙잡는 건 쉬운 일 아닙니다.
For example, if I'm in dire straits, if I'm on the verge of death, it's not easy to hold on to the word.
내가 죽게 생겼는데 그 말씀 붙잡겠다. 이거 쉬운 일 아니라니까요.
Everybody's out to reap their own benefits and I'm on the verge of death. It's not easy to hold on to the word in that state. But I see the disciples were holding on to the word of God in every different region of the world, and I realized to myself, this is what the word is.
내가 미래를 보면서 시간별 준비하는 중에 여러분과 팀으로 함께 우리 신봉준 목사 이렇게 왔는데 너무 하나님의 지금 귀중한 걸 많이 하고 있어요.
And now as we look toward the coming future and when we look at God's time schedule, we have new teams in place. We have Reverend Chin Bong-ju and I see the works God is carrying out.
칭찬하는데 왜냐면 이게 하나님 일인데 우리 칭찬할 게 있겠습니까만은 교회도요. 너무 지금 우리 중요한 지금 신부름을 하고 있는 거예요.
And I don't really like to compliment people because it's the work of God. There's no need for for human compliments.
이런 사람 하나 나와도 로마에 영향을 준다니까요.
But we see that even this church, from Reverend Shin's church, is playing a very important role.
말이에요. 이 말씀이 많은 사람들의 가슴에 영혼 속에 메모가 되고 미래의 메모가 된다면 이거보다 더 큰 축복이 되겠냐 이 말이요.
In the same way, this one person, the centurion, can influence all of Rome. If you can preach the word and you can run that errand to influence the hearts and the futures of people, and just with that memo, these are the works that arise. How important is that? Hold on to that covenant today.
그래서 많은 건 못 합니다. 딱 한다는 메모를 이렇게 딱 하셔야 돼요.
So we can't do many things, but just memo, record or jot down just one word.
비서들에게 사무처에 꼭 부탁하는 한 게 있어요.
There's just one thing that I asked of my secretariat and the secretariat office.
그 앞에 뭐 했는 것만 메모해 달라.
I said, no matter where I go to lead the conferences, just give to me a memo and a record of the messages that were given prior to that. And even when I have this week's sermon coming up, just give to me last week's sermon.
그 말씀 따라 그 다음 흐름을 가야 되니까.
Because we need to look at what was given last in order to see the stream. That's why this is important.
여러분이 확실한 언약의 미래가 딱 보일 겁니다.
You will be able to see that sure future of the covenant.
잡으려고 할 필요도 없고 걱정할 필요도 없어 오게 돼 있습니다.
And in some ways, you don't even need to try to wrestle to try to hold on to it because it will naturally come.
증인들은 그 어떤 것에도 흔들리지 않았습니다. 흔들 수가 없어요.
And the witnesses who held onto this were not shaken at all. There could be no way they could be shaken. Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
전국 세계에 전도 제자들을 세우신 하나님께 감사드립니다.
We thank you for raising up your evangelism disciples throughout Korea and the world.
말씀의 역사를 체험하게 해 주옵소서.
Help us experience the works of the word.
말씀이 육신인데 우리에게 임하신 하나님의 능력을 체험하게 하옵소서.
And may we experience the power of God who came as the word incarnate.
지금 이 시간에 하나님의 역사를 깨닫는 축복을 누리게 해 주옵소서.
And at this time, may we realize the blessing of really enjoying your word.
시스기야 왕이 기도하는 시간에 하나님은 주의 사자를 보내사 아수르 군사 18만 5천을 멸하신 하나님의 능력을 체험하게 하옵소서.
And may we experience the same power of God that Hezekiah enjoyed in his time of prayer. You sent the angel to kill 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. May we experience that.
우리의 고백이 되게 하옵소서.
May David's confession become our own.
백부장의 고백이 우리의 고백이 되게 하옵소서.
And may the centurion's confession become ours.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.